理课堂听 class.com。
下面这一段是 Sarah 在跟 Michael 以前的心理医师交谈，他想进一步了解 Michael 以前的情况。这位心理医生说 Michael 是一个患者，并且他是一个天才，同时他还有一种帮助他人的强迫症。 Sarah 意识到自己真的是不了解这个叫 Michael Scofield 的人。
What did you treat him for?
Well, Michael suffered from a couple of things. One was a condition called low latent inhibition
Sorry, I'm not familiar with the term.
Well, people who suffer from low latent inhibition see everyday things just like you or I do, like this lamp, for instance. But where we just process the image of a lamp, they process everything.
The stem, the bulb, the bolts, even the washers inside.
Their brains are more open to incoming stimuli in the surrounding environment. Other people's brains, yours and mine,shut out the same information. We have to do it in order to keep our sanity. If someone with a low IQ has low latent inhibition, it almost always results in mental illness. But if someone has a high IQ, it almost always results in creative genius.
Do you think Michael's a genius?
Well, I think that word's been derogated in the media these days. But in the classic sense of the word,Yes, I do.
You said there was something else you treated him for?
He came to me with absolutely no sense of self-worth. The loss of both parents very often does that to a child. But with the low latent inhibition, something interesting happened to Michael. He became very attuned to all the suffering around him. He couldn't shut it out. He became a rescuer.One of those people who are more concerned with other people's welfare than their own.
I didn't know all this about him.
Then maybe you don't know Michael Scofield.
What did you treat him for?
What did you treat him for? 你为他治什么病？
Well, Michael suffered from a couple of things. One was a condition called low latent inhibition.
Well...Michael suffered from a couple of things. One was a condition called low latent inhibition. Michael 有几个问题，一种被称为低微抑郁症。
Sorry, I'm not familiar with the term.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the term. 不好意思，我不太熟悉这个术语。
Well, people who suffer from low latent inhibition see everyday things just like you or I do, like this lamp, for instance.
Well,People who suffer from low latent inhibition see everyday things just like you or I do. Like this lamp, for instance. 那些有低微抑郁症的人和你我一样看到平常的一些东西，比如这盏灯。
But where we just process the image of a lamp, they process everything.
The stem, the bulb, the bolts, even the washers inside.
But where we just process the image of a lamp,They process everything. The stem, the bulb, the bolts, even the washers inside. 但是当我们提到灯，他们会联想到很多东西。灯杆、灯泡、开关，甚至里面的电圈。
Their brains are more open to incoming stimuli in the surrounding environment. Other people's brains, yours and mine, shut out the same information.
Their brains are more open to incoming stimuli.In the surrounding environment, other people's brains, yours and mine, shut out this same information. 他们的大脑对外来环境的刺激能产生更广阔的思维。其他人的大脑，你的我的，会停止接收这些信息。
We have to do it in order to keep our sanity.
We have to do it in order to keep our sanity. 这样做是为了保证我们心理正常。
If someone with a low IQ has low latent inhibition, it almost always results in mental illness.
If someone with a low IQ has low latent inhibition, it almost always results in mental illness. 如果一个低智商的人得了低微抑郁症，总会引起精神疾病。
But if someone has a high IQ, it almost always results in creative genius.
But if someone has a high IQ, it always results in creative genius. 但是如果是一个高智商的人，就会产生一个有创造力的天才。
Do you think Michael's a genius?
Do you think Michael's a genius? 你认为 Michael 是个天才？
Well, I think that word's been derogated in the media these days. But in the classic sense of the word, yes, I do.
Well, I think that word's been derogated in the media these days. But in the classic sense of the word, yes, I do. 我觉得天才这个词在今天的媒体中被贬低了。但是如果按照传统的那个意思，是的，我想他是。
You said there was something else you treated him for?
You said there was something else you treated him for. 你说他还有其他症状。
He came to me with absolutely no sense of self-worth. The loss of both parents very often does that to a child.
He came to me with absolutely no sense of self-worth. The loss of both parents very often does that to a child. 他来找我的时候没有任何自我价值感。失去双亲的孩子通常会是这样。
But with the low latent inhibition, something interesting happened to Michael.
But with the low latent inhibition, something interesting happened to Michael. 但是由于患有低微抑郁症 ,Michael 身上发生了有趣的一幕。
He became very attuned to all the suffering around him. He couldn't shut it out. He became a rescuer.
He became very attuned to all the suffering around him.He couldn't shut it out. He became a rescuer. 他对周围发生的不幸非常敏感，他不能放任不管，他成了救世主。
One of those people who are more concerned with other people's welfare than their own.
One of those people who are more concerned with other people's welfare than their own. 一个考虑别人的幸福比考虑自己更多的人。
I didn't know all this about him.
I didn't know all this about him.我不知道他的这些情况。
Then maybe you don't know Michael Schofield.
Then maybe you don't know Michael Schofield. 那也许你并不真正了解 Michael Schofield. (音乐)来看一下对白中的语言点。Treat somebody for some disease, 为某人看某个病。Suffer from, 忍受、遭受。A couple of, 两个、几个。Low latent inhibition, 低微抑郁症，一种心理疾病。Be familiar with something, 通晓、熟悉。比如 ,Are you familiar with the computer software they use? 你对他们用的电脑软件熟悉吗 ?Shut out,把关在外面排除。In order to do something, 为了做某事。Sanity, 精神健全，神志正常。例如 ,His behavior was so weird that I began to doubt his sanity. 他的行为怪异，我有点怀疑他是否神志正常。IQ, intelligence quotient, 意思是智商。Result in, 导致，相当于 lead to,Staring at the computer screen for a long time will lead to sharp decrease of the eyesight. 长时间盯着电脑屏幕会导致视力急速下降。Mental illness, 或者 mental disease, 神经病，相当于 physical disease, 身体上的疾病说的。Derogate, 贬低、毁损。形容词 derogatory, 贬义的。Derogatory remarks, 贬义的言辞。In the classic sense of, 就传统意义上来说 ,classic, 传统的、经典的。Have a sense of self-worth, 有自我价值感。相似的 ,a sense of security, 安全感。Something interesting, 有趣的事情。 Happened to somebody， 固定短语，某人发生了某事。 Become attuned to， 变得对什么敏感，例如 She wasn't yet attuned to her baby's needs， 她还没有熟悉宝宝的需要。 Rescuer， 救助者， Rescue， 救助，救援。 Be concerned with something， Be concerned about something， 对什么什么关切的，关注的。例如 They were more concerned with how the other woman had dressed than in what the speaker was saying， 他们对别的妇女的衣着打扮比对发言人的讲话更感兴趣。今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。